may be the first time an American president has ever told residents of a foreign capital to leave their city.
The president posted on Truth Social Iran should have signed the deal he told them to sign. And without explaining further, he urged Iranians to immediately evacuate Tehran. Earlier at the G7 summit in Alberta, the president told reporters that he believes Iran does want to make an agreement and says they should have signed a deal with the U.S. on its nuclear program before Israeli strikes began. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Trump issued his warning before he announced he was returning to the White House. The president isn't leaving the summit empty-handed. He and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer have signed a trade deal. More on the president's meetings there from CBS's Torian Small.
The president met with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney as the two sides haggle over a new trade deal. Trump declared himself a tariff person.
It's simple, it's easy, it's precise, and it just goes very quickly. And I think Mark has a more complex idea, but also very good.
Carney said during the group session that there would be frank discussions and that not everyone may agree, but they'll work through the issues.
The man accused of shooting and killing Minnesota Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Saturday made his first appearance in court today. Police say Vance Belter also shot another state legislator and his wife. They survived. Hennepin County District Attorney Mary Moriarty.
We have filed charges, as you know. We intend to seek first-degree murder charges here. The penalty for that would be life without parole.
Police say they found a list of about 70 names, including those of other state and federal lawmakers, in the car Belter used. The death toll from flash flooding in northern West Virginia has risen to 6. Torrential rains over the weekend triggered the floods. Logan Pickens said he was rescued when his home in Overbrook flooded.
I'm just glad those guys down there came running down here for me. Never had help like this before.
Two people are still missing in the panhandle. Rain is in the forecast in West Virginia this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher is officially back. Bold notes of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry shaken with ice and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls. Try it with lemonade or coconut milk. Available for a limited time. Your Summer Berry Refresher is ready at Starbucks.
If you're looking for some unique yard art, how about a 150-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton?
Sotheby's says it'll auction a Ceratosaurus specimen found in the earth near Bone Cabin Quarry, Wyoming in 1996. It's only the fourth of its kind and the first juvenile to go up for sale. The 10-foot-long animal is notable for its complete skull with 57 delicate bones. Estimated value of the 150-million-year-old beast, up to $6 million. Paleontologists worry the sale will drive up the price of fossil digs. Sotheby's hopes it'll attract more philanthropy to the field of paleontology. The bidding is set for July 16th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A former doctor who was fired before being found not guilty on murder charges in the deaths of 14 patients will not be able to sue his former employers. A judge in Ohio dismissed William Huzel's defamation lawsuit today. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight storm chance, a high in the low 70s. More storms likely on Wednesday. It's 71 right now. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath a halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering
silence. I bet you wondering how I knew I'm chosen. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you. Thought I'd see you fire.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. It's time to best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone I'm just a thief with misery. My only company may come today and it might come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there and I wasn't there.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On
Chevrolet from Pasadena.
Found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And I think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Say please to no man for a happy tune. sunshine. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we're going to start. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Oh, play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
So nice, I got you. sugar and spice.
Like my little
one time.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump says he'll leave the G7 summit in Canada early to return to the White House. CBS's Pauline Smolinski says before the announcement, he made a startling statement.
He posted an ominous and cryptic message on social media. He said, quote, Iran should have signed the deal I told them to sign. What a shame and waste of human life. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran.
Israel and Iran continue their attacks on one another in what's now the fifth day of fighting. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Tel Aviv.
During the Iranian strike in April last year, 99% of those missiles were intercepted, most before even reaching Israeli skies. Now, remember, Israel was supported by its allies, the UK, France, and the US. Now it's fighting alone for the most part, with Iran striking every night, so some missiles do break through.
American officials are saying the U.S. will not assist Israel in its attacks on Iran. Vance Belter has been arraigned on murder charges in Minneapolis. Prosecutors say he killed Democratic state legislator Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday. CBS's Anna Schechter is following.
When it comes